Hi.
Good morning. We have three cards for December 23rd and 24th, and they are the Five of Wands, Strength, and the Two of Coins. Order from Chaos. I'm in love with this spread. If you've prayed for strength, today we have that very card of the Major Arcana front and center. We are calm, confident, and capable. It's all in your mind, you see. In the past position is the Five of Wands or Clubs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, five being my least favorite number because it's uneven, unbalanced, changeable, and unstable. This chaotic, high-energy card of conflict usually shows five humans in the midst of a wild battle of some kind, swinging their clubs around menacingly, but not really making contact. The suit of fire is passionate and ego-driven, as are these competitive young humans. It's stressful and anxious, and does, in a health reading, for entertainment purposes only, does mean anxiety. This is a bit of a dog-eat-dog atmosphere, and the arguing humans on the card are sometimes identified as stockbrokers shouting and moshing in the pit on Wall Street, an image that's stressful to even think about. Unsee it immediately. There isn't anything abnormal here. It's a card of asserting and proving yourself. It's like the competition on the way up the ladder. The Wild Unknown card is simply a black and white ink drawing of five bare black branches that look as if they've been dropped haphazardly, each emanating thin black lines in crazy random directions, perfectly illustrating that clashing energy of the card. Crowley calls this card strife, which it is, but although merciless Saturn rules this card, I don't feel it as the heavy energy Crowley does in the Thoth deck. I see it as more of a constant petty conflict and competition. But it's all about the position and context of the card. The Five of Wands talks about internal and mental conflict as well, and all these people could be the voices in your own head, or other people's voices in your head. On the Strength card, we usually see a lion being tamed, not by brute force, but by a petite, quiet woman in a clean white gown. She seems to have a calming effect on the lion, who lays in her lap like a kitten, as if under a spell. Purr. Strength, we might say, is our internal happy place. The Morgan Greer card shows the lady and the lion relaxing in a green, lush, island-like landscape. Ah. The Wild Unknown version of this powerful card shows us only the face of the lion, a Leo, peacefully and even lovingly gazing at us with a white rose in its mouth. We see no sharp, lethal teeth. Above the lion's head, yellow rays emanate from a clear white circle, the only color on the card other than the tiny lemniscate, the infinity sign, centered on the lion's forehead. This is health and strength, patience, and a lot of love. The lemniscate. It sounds like an Italian car. I drive a lemniscate. Is also featured on the Two of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and replacing the familiar juggler we usually see keeping all his balls in the air. We see two pentacles linked with a multicolored figure eight on the wings of a huge butterfly. Butterflies appear to have two wings, but actually have four, and that's quite the multitask, syncing everything up in order to flutter around prettily for our pleasure. The card is perfectly balanced, as is the juggler of old, who is often pictured standing on one leg as he or she juggles, gazing straight ahead with a zen-like expression, or lack of it, lost in the rhythm of what he's doing. He's in his happy place. Today's card shows the symmetrical butterfly dividing the card in half vertically, emanating even, calm, straight lines from each wing, radiating a balanced, calm feeling. According to my intel, the butterfly effect is the idea that small things can have non-linear impacts on a complex system. The concept is imagined with a butterfly flapping its wings and causing a typhoon. Butterflies, of course, are notoriously short-lived. The juggler is always seen juggling outdoors under a blue sky by the ocean, ships on the horizon. This is a conscious direction of will and the good kind of mind control. The suit of coins is physical. There may be competition for you, lovely one. You are the one who calms someone or everyone down. You are patient and possibly patient with your patients. The lady in white can be a health professional, even a veterinarian. As the card represents large animals, my own lady in white would be my horse. Animals, of course, have been known to have special relationships with sufferers of anxiety, especially horses. You can't have what the Buddhists call a monkey mind, restless, jumpy, and easily distracted, around a horse, or any animal for that matter, and I eventually learned that controlling my horse was simply a matter of controlling my own mind. They can especially sense fear, and along with the sheer commitment, I knew it would take years to gain her trust considering her unstable past. Get it? and discipline of taking care of her rain or shine, sweltering summers or windy winters, and learning what each other's boundaries were. We've had some magnificent clashes of ego and power struggles. We made it work. And no matter what else is happening out there in the world, she's very grounding. I can't remember ever not having an animal in my life. The very act of juggling relaxes the juggler, whose mind is somewhere else entirely. This could be an alternative occupation that calms you down and that you enjoy more than whatever your job is now, or you may rather work on your own, as the juggler does, rather than debate and argue and have to prove yourself as a member of a group or team. The Five of Wands are obstacles. Strength in the center today gives us the courage to move ahead. Be patient, keep calm, and you too can learn to juggle people, jobs, money, time. The coins physically represent all things related to our physical body, and also actual pills, so there may be adjusting or juggling medications or supplements. There is definitely a one foot in front of the other message and feeling today, and tomorrow, and the day after that. But as they say, you've got this.